Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Central College students are writing and recording their own songs, and the results are remarkable. In the second part of a two-part program, let's go in-depth with Professor Gabriel Espinosa and student, singer, and songwriter Elizabeth DeVries. Elizabeth, you came in a little bit later than the other young ladies that were just here that we were talking to, just to explain that to the audience so your voice isn't blending in with theirs. But I listened to your song and watched your video, and it was incredible, incredibly powerful, incredibly emotional. And I'm going to play a little bit of it, but what's the title of your song?
My song is called I Need You to Stop. And it's about a relationship that I have with a friend who doesn't really listen to anything that I say. And so it's really just a plea for him to listen to what I have to say, because what I have to say is just as important as what he has to say.
More in depth after this. I continued my discussion with Professor Gabriel Espinosa and student, singer, and songwriter Elizabeth DeVries. This just wasn't. You didn't say, what will I write about? I'll just write about, somebody that's not paying attention to me. No, this was I'm glad I'm not the person you're talking to. I will say that. It was powerful, but I probably am the person that you're talking to, because sometimes we all act like that. And it's sort of a universal message. Pay attention. Be kind. Listen.
Yes. And as a future music educator, that's really important to me, is to just be able to sit and listen to someone, because sometimes that's all they really need, is someone to lend a listening ear.
And we might not even think, or we just might be being selfish or mean, or who knows what's happening, but you're saying stop and listen. And that's just pretty neat. Good for you.
Thank you.
Absolute, total power and beautiful, beautiful art. And I've said this to the other young ladies too, is that if I heard this on contemporary radio, it's that good. I think, you know, I mean, who am I? But I listen to a lot of music, a lot of different music from all times, and it's just of that quality. Does everybody tell you that? Or, I mean, is that how you feel? Was that your goal?
Originally, it wasn't my goal to write a song that was a pop song necessarily, but because that's the sort of music that I listen to, that's how it came out when I wrote it. And I think I've been told by many people that it is, I mean, even Professor Espinoza has told me that it is a song for audiences. It's a generally consumable song, which sounds bad when you say it that way, but it's relatable and it's easy listening, which is not a bad thing.
Right. I don't think of it as easy listening. You made me think it was, to me it was powerful. It made me feel like maybe I better look at myself a little bit differently, or maybe there's somebody out there not paying attention to me. I don't know. You know who I kept thinking about? This, well, this sort of dates me a little bit, but, you know, I kept thinking sort of Cyndi Lauper getting in my face singing this song. I mean, it was just like, it had that kind of Cyndi Lauper energy. I mean, but it wasn't as joyful as some of her stuff is, but it was in your face, and it had that great beat. Did that beat come to you as part of, I guess it had to be high energy, or it could be sort of whiny, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when I sit down at a piano, I like a beat. I really imagine what it's going to be like when I have the drums in there with me, because that's really what's driving the song. And so when I wrote this song, I was really imagining the power that was going to come behind it. When I was playing the piano, I didn't necessarily have that power, but I knew I wanted it.
More in depth after this. I continued my discussion with Professor Gabriel Espinoza and student, singer, and songwriter Elizabeth DeVries. It just makes you want to move. I mean, mm-hmm. It's just, yeah, it made me want to get in the face of whoever you were angry at, too. It's like, hey, you pay attention to her. And that's what I was feeling. I was also feeling so good for you, because some of us just sit there and we take it and we take it and we take it, don't we? And then we don't say stop.
Yeah.
And maybe we should. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you feel about this one, Gabriel?
Like you said, you know, this song has a lot of power. This song is in your face. This song makes you stop and listen to this song because it's so grabbing. Mm-hmm. As a nice beat, as a nice story, as a good singer. It's a very, when she said easy listening, I guess we're trying to mean is something accessible to the audience, something that a regular audience can accept. And that's one of the things that we try to write. We try to write songs for the audience. I don't think we focus. Let's try to write obscure songs. No, I want to give to the audience. I want us to communicate with the audience. So therefore, we need to give them a beat that they can follow. We could write something in 7/8 or 9/8 or odd meters. But no, we write something in contemporary meters. People can follow the beat. People can follow the story. People can follow the harmony, the melody. They can sing it back to you. After you hear this piece, you can say, ah, da, da, do, dee. That it, you can sing the chorus. Mm-hmm. Because that's basically the umbrella of what we do, is popular music. Popular music is something that you can relate to the audience. The same way the music of Benny Goodman in the 30s. He was famous mm-hmm. because the music, people could relate to that music. Duke Ellington, people could relate to Take the A-Train or Satin Doll. So mm-hmm. this is 2017. People can relate to this.
Yeah.
The kids today can relate to this.
Now that you mentioned those classics, it's just, they just get in you and they stay in you forever.
Forever. Correct.
And did you seek to create something that would stay in us forever?
I can't say that was my intention, but it did turn out that way, for sure.
Just stop. Mm-hmm. The power of music.
Yeah, and there's a difference because in this case, specific case with these students, they're working with music and lyrics. I'm a musician that my own music is written instrumental. But in this case, they have a story to say. So they have even more power. Because when you have lyrics, you do have. I mean, when we listen, 99% of the radio stations in the country are playing songs with lyrics, and 1% are playing instrumental music. Why? Because people want to hear lyrics. So it's a great venue to communicate. Music is to communicate feelings.
And you must be very proud of all this.
I could not be any prouder than this. This is fantastic.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.